We are joined by Julie Shimana, the gymnastics coach at Beverly High School here, and we're at the Sterling Center as we're talking. But Julie, you guys have had a great season so far, 7-0. And as you look back over 5 years, even before you were coach, it's a string of 54 straight regular season wins.
Yeah, it's been really great for these girls. I mean, they haven't lost a meet in their high school career, and they definitely want to keep that going. But it's just been fun along the way. You never know what you're going to come up against for, you know, each meet and each season. Freshmen come in, seniors go out, and things can change. But they've had a lot of fun, and they're happy to keep this streak alive.
Well, the streak hasn't seemed to change. So now your last meet was on Tuesday night. So tell me about that.
So last night we competed against Salem and Essex Tech. We were going for our 6th and 7th regular season win. Last night was kind of special because every single girl on our team that's healthy was able to compete last night and contribute. Some girls that don't necessarily usually contribute to the team score contributed last night. We counted their score toward our team score and were able to kind of bring up our average.
Tell me about how that works. We'll ask you about some of the players that you have, but how does the scoring work for the meet?
So for each event, they take 6 girls on each event. We create a lineup ahead of time based on, you know, how they're doing in practice and their start values and kind of the skills that they have. So 6 girls go up and then 4 scores count. At the end of the meet, the top 4 scores in each event go toward a team score, and then highest score wins.
All right, what are the events? Go through those for me.
So our favorite order of events is vaults, then the bars, then beam, and floor.
Why that order? Because alphabetically,
yeah,
it doesn't make sense.
That's considered Olympic rotation, and okay. So when, you know, the Olympians go out there, that's...
Well, you and I are both purists like that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. You know, you want high energy on vaults, and then you bring it down just a little bit for bars, but you still want to swing hard, and then you really got to bring it down for beam because you don't want to be overly excited on there. It's only 4 inches wide. And then you can really crank up the energy for the end of the meet to finish on floor.
Gotcha. All right. Well, give me some of the names of some of the you know, athletes from Beverly.
So our seniors are Brittany Berteau, Jenna Benulli, Caitlin O'Connor, and AJ Lurie. Britt and Jenna have been 4-year members, as well as Caitlin, actually. And, you know, they're those girls that could just jump up on any event and we'll give it right to you and just say, yeah, sure, I'm in tonight. Some of our juniors that have really stood out this year, Karen McGilvery and Chloe Kavanaugh. Chloe and Kara both compete in the all-around regularly. And then we welcomed Alana Guy, who's a freshman this year, and she's also one of our all-around spots, and she's really been a huge addition to our team.
Well, anything else that we should know about Beverly Gymnastics here?
We're just excited to, you know, try and hit 55 regular season wins to end our season on Tuesday against Masco, and then looking forward to the postseason. We have a lot of girls that are going to qualify for the individual state meet, and then as a team, we'll head to sectionals and just hope we can get a state berth.
When's the time frame on those events?
The state individual meet is the Thursday of February vacation.
Yeah.
Right after that will be the Saturday for sectionals, and a week after that will be states.
That's coming right up. That'll come up fast, right? I mean, a lot of things right in a row after that. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Nice meeting you. Thanks
nice
for joining
to meet
us.
You. Thank you.
All right. Julie Shimana with us, the head coach at Beverly High Gymnastics on MSONewsSports.com.